And here now is Trey Gowdy, former South Carolina congressman and House Oversight Committee chair, now a Fox News contributor. Trey, good to see you tonight. Thank you for being here.
Yes, ma'am.
So, you know, as we pointed out, South Carolina on the presidential level has been red for decades, since 1976. But these candidates seem to think that maybe the dynamic, the demographic might be changing there in some way. Is there any reason to believe that?
No, ma'am. Jimmy Carter was the last Democrat to win South Carolina. I was 12. You probably weren't born. Tim Scott had hair. That was a long time ago. Since then, Bill Clinton won twice, didn't come close to winning South Carolina. President Obama won overwhelmingly the Electoral College. He didn't come within 10 points of winning in South Carolina. Statewide, we've had some really good candidates, guys that I like a lot personally. Steve Benjamin, the mayor of Columbia, Bakari Sellers, who's a commentator on another cable show. They both ran for statewide office, didn't come close in South Carolina. So I'm glad they were here. I hope they spent a lot of money. Republicans not going to win California, and a Democrat is not going to win South Carolina.
Yeah, I remember in the last round, President Trump said that he thought he could win California and New York. That proved to be not possible that time around. Whether or not, you know, that dynamic is also probably unlikely to change. But obviously their main reason for wanting to be there is they need to put in a very strong showing in South Carolina to be the viable Democratic presidential nominee. And it's interesting to look back at the Hillary Clinton president, then candidate Obama race. He was behind dramatically in South Carolina heading into the primary process, but then he won Iowa, he won New Hampshire, and he ended up winning South Carolina and then winning the nomination. Hillary Clinton did the same thing. It's a very important state to do well in for these folks.
It is, and Jim Clyburn is very popular among Democrats and very well respected. And, of course, he has a fish fry, which the candidates attended, and there was a forum. It's important in the primary, just like it's important in the Republican primary. But I'd be willing to bet you, Martha, unless it's a non-traditional nominee on the Democrat side, they ain't coming back to South Carolina after they win the nomination. They just don't have a chance in 2020.